Woke up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. Shit, it says slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, what's going down? Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
1 joint, 2 joint, 3 joint, 4. I can't get enough, I need to roast them all. 1 joint, 2 joint, 3 joint, 4. I can't get enough, I need to roast them all.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge, where we smoke a lot of weed, we talk a lot of smoke. I'm your boy Los, the host with the most smoke. And today, Busy Bone in the building. Live in the lounge, y'all.
Thursday.
In here representing, also talking about the Busy on Busy Tour, right?
Lodi, California.
Yes, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. Fucking everybody knows Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know what I'm saying? First Legendary. Album drop was what, 94?
Well, the first actual record was Faces of Death. And that was about 91, 92, and it was more of a local thing with a local record producer.
So right.
It went platinum, though, as soon as we came out with Easy, that went platinum, too.
Right. Hell yeah, dope shit, man. Sick, man. We got Ben Chaos in the building, right? Round of applause to Ben Chaos, yeah, one time.
That's right.
Stockton representative, 209 area.
What's up? Kill Fear.
Man, Kill Fear movement. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't heard, check that out.
Got Ghost over there. Say what's up, Ghost.
Man, he's in the building, man. They're in the building, man. Busy Bone. So what it do, man? What you been up to, bro? Because you constantly busy and moving, man. You made your way out here to the 209, man. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it is.
No, man, I've just been grinding it out. You know, I was being a daddy, you know, for a minute. Then COVID hit, so it gave me another opportunity. I got an extra couple of years in that. And then, you know, just been, I'm always a creator of music and fashion and different things of that nature and sticking to my lane. So that's what I'm doing now, getting on the road. I got about three, you know, I'm planning it out for about maybe 3-4 years and shit, just to keep on, put my babies on, put the people that I deal with on, you know what I mean? And just keep pushing, like keep pushing that line, movies and stuff like that and all that, just working, man, busy.
The normal stuff.
Right. Movies, what movies you talking about right now?
I wrote a couple of movies with my mom.
Okay.
Before she passed away, rest in peace, Granny Rose.
Condolences. Condolences.
So I wrote a couple of movies with her, and so I'm gonna be putting those out when I get time. It's a serious game, the movie game, so it takes a whole lot of attention. You know, you
right.
really be on the road doing merchandise and all of those things. So I'm kind of getting that running like a smooth machine, so that I could just press buttons, and then when I'm done pressing buttons, I can go ahead and attend to that.
Right. That's what I was. I explained to a lot of people, man. When you got your hands in a lot. What do they say? A lot of irons and fires, right? It's hard to give something your 100%. You know what I'm saying? When you're stretching yourself to doing all kinds of fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing gets 100% when you're wearing 15 different hats.
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta
be healthy, man. Health is the first thing. Intellectual, mental health. You gotta exercise.
I agree.
You gotta eat right.
Agreed.
And you gotta prepare your body in order to be able to do all of that, or you're gonna break down. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna break into pieces.
Yeah. Right. Cause shit, bro, I remember when I was, man, listening to you guys fucking at a young age, and here you are still hitting tours. People are gonna start asking if you're a clone or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure you've already been hit with it, you know? Shit's real.
They trip.
That shit's crazy, man. Busy Bone in the building, man. Round of applause to him one time, man.
Happy Thursday, man.
It's Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So tap in. What you smoking on? Put it in the comments.
What you smoking on? What you smoking in? Who you smoking with, guys? Let us know.
Yeah. Hey, and while we at it, we're going to give a quick, before we get too far into this, we want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors one time. Let's give them a round of applause. We have a bunch of them. Right? This ain't going to take long. We got Junior Goon in the building. He's going to blow this shit off real quick for you, right?
Yeah, I roll.
While Junior Goon is doing that, we got Valley Cure 209. They're the Smoke Sesh right here in Stockton every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Make sure you're checking them out. Kid Cones, NorCal Rep for Raw Rolling Papers. You can also check him out on all streaming platforms. Mary Jane Moonshine, 1,000 milligrams. Mary Jane Moonshine, no alcohol, all THC. Make sure you're hitting Supercuz on Instagram. He's going to be performing tomorrow with Ben Chaos and Busy Bone and Lodi. Make sure you're checking them out. Auto Up Garage, if you're looking for those crisp, clean LS swaps, check out Auto Up Garage on Instagram. American Carpet Cleaners, 30% discount if you call and say Smokers Lounge Podcast. Make sure you're checking them out. Cali Guards Now, Team No Spit.
Team No Spit.
Make sure you're getting your glue sticks, your motherfucking papers, your color cones, all your glue. All Cali Guards Now or www.caliguards.com. DD's Delivery. Get that woo-wop delivered to your house. If you can't go to fucking Valley Cure 209, they'll deliver it straight to your house. And last but not least, we have Space Rocks. Round of applause for all of our sponsors, man. We got Jill Lagoon in here blowing the roof off. Yep. So this is a two-zip joint right here, bro. Fucking in less than, what are we doing, in a minute?
Nah, this motherfucker in here, huh?
Oh, shit. Look at that. Blowing the cameras out. Round of applause for June Lagoon one time. He in here. Joint champion of the world, man. He rose for Burner. He rose for Snoop Dogg. He rose the AK-40. Joint starting off at 5 racks, boy. Make sure you're checking out June Lagoon. And why we got June Lagoon and Busy Bone in here, we have a little gift from June Lagoon. This is the new June Lagoon handcrafted $100 bills, right? These fit, what, 1 ounce? These are one zip fucking joints. This one's for you.
Lovely.
Man, we appreciate
you. That's a great joint.
Nice.
That's a great joint.
Yep, so you can be able to blow that shit tomorrow on stage. You know what I'm saying? Or however you want to do it. Yes, or you can, you know, look at the one he rolled me. We got it over there in a fucking glass case, bro. You know what I mean? So. Yeah.
Microphone, right?
Yep, that's the microphone.
Yes.
Busy Bone in the building, y'all. Make sure you're checking them out. So what's up, man? So how do you feel? You just got back from Reno. How'd that shit go down?
Reno went good. Every show has been like really, really amazing, man. These guys are coming out and I'm able to hit areas that my boys, because you know they normally doing stadiums, so I'm able to hit areas that they don't normally go to. So.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
in the crevices and
it's
shit.
It's been love, man. It's been all love. People have just been showing so much love. It's the only thing I can amount it to. You know what I mean? They real hype. They see that I'm about my show. They see that I'm, you know, I'm a performer.
Right.
I mean, I don't like have more fun than the people that came to see me.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking and partying with them. Like, I, you know, I'm real professional with it. And they really respect my professionalism. And, you know, he came out here to really perform for us and do a show for us. And so they, you know, it's just been a great reception. Everybody just been real good. It's real good.
Good, man. That's what I'm talking about,
that's
man.
So through your travels through California, have you seen or anybody's even tried to take you to the point of interest, not just from city to city, but have you tried to go point of interest through California?
Say it again.
Have you been... try to go to any points of interest in California.
Like do the tourist routes and shit.
Yeah, going to a city to go perform.
He don't do that. He's been doing this shit, bro, since the 80s, since the 90s.
Show me something here. You know what I mean? Not just,
No. Like, it's you know, I build relationships with promoters and I kind of, and like you said, I've been doing this for so many years that, you know, I'm frequently in San Diego. I'm frequently in the Bay. I'm frequently in these different places. And this is like, what, my second time?
Yeah.
My second time
and this
here,
year,
so.
I think.
Like 6 months.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He was just here.
Yeah, my second time, so.
He murdered that shit last time.
No, we
that
killed it. No, yeah. We killed it. We really
for
did.
For sure.
We really
that
did.
Show, I was hella proud of that shit.
So my point of interest is just really the whole goddamn world.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, especially making the money. Hell yeah.
Hey, well, you know, it's the money is good. You just don't want to have to come up out your pocket for the travel aspect.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that it's covered. So, you know, if you get anything off of it, depending on the, that's cool too. But it's really more so about my babies.
Yeah.
More about putting them on and the people that I rock with, like Kill Fear. You know what I'm saying? Guys like him. You know, I got people like that all over the United States of America, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I bet, man. Fucking dope shit, bro. You're on a big, big movement yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen a big spark in you fucking on Instagram, bro, where you like, you got this fucking drive, bro. You know what I'm saying? I seen it in your fucking eyes, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you've been on it. You've been on your shit, bro.
Yeah, man. It's just being a musician, you know, and I've been doing this since I was 8 years old. You know, I've been like doing shows and break dancing and singing and rapping. I've been doing it since I was a very, very early kid when I was kidnapped and like the FBI was looking for me and all of that other shit.
John Walsh. What's his name?
Yeah. John Walsh.
Yeah, John Walsh. He was on Most Wanted. Not Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted, was it? Or no.
That show.
The show with John Walsh, man, back in the 90s,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, so, you know, music has been my inspiration, you know, throughout my journey and what's, you know, what's been going on in my world and what's been going on in my life. So it's more, you know, it's been more my inspiration more so than anything else. So, yeah, that's what I do, man, music. So I stay inspired and. Now with social media, the way that it's been, and I've been a part of that since 2009, since I built my Instagram up from zero all the way up to where I'm at now, which is about 1 million if you, you know, you do the Facebook.
Right.
And then for the group, it's like over 20, 30 million. So, you know, when you add everything on there. So I've been, it's easy to be inspired because this is what I was born to do. And then now working out, eating good and, you know, growing up, growing the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? Not wanting to smoke and drink all goddamn day and shit.
Right,
like
right.
When you grow the fuck up.
Right.
Like, so, yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what's in my eyes, man. That's what it is.
Hey, do you think social media, bro, like, does it make it easier for you to, than it was back in the days? You know what I mean? To promote and, is it easier for artists to get on nowadays because of social media? Because they're able to do it for themselves, or do they still need that record label behind them to push them?
It's easy when you got money.
Right.
It's easy whenever you got money, everything is exponentially easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can maneuver how you want. You don't really worry about, when you don't worry about the bread, that's when it comes to you. You know what I mean? When you're worrying about it and you're constantly hustling for it, then it never, ever happens. But when you just do your shit and you're comfortable, you're paying your bills, you got your shit in order, money just seems to pop up just because of your work ethic and what people see that. Motherfucker, much rather give, you know, you money rather than give it to somebody who they feel needs it. They give money to people that they feel like don't need it. So they know it's going to be put in the right places, you know, investors and all that other shit. So that's normally the way it works. So, yeah, it's a whole lot more easier.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's tight, man. And being our age, right, because fucking we right past that line of fucking being able to know what the computers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I started my podcast, I didn't even know how to fucking send out an email. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it was all about catching up for me. You know what I mean? Like, and once you're caught up, I think you're good.
Yeah, you just got to rewire your brain sometimes to, you know, don't get no brain farts. You push that button, push that send button. You know what I mean? And you just got to rewire yourself from pencil and paper to, you know, digital. And it takes a minute because as human beings, we're real complacent in our own ways. But once you rewire your brain, you're good. Oh, just pop, press that send.
Man.
Pop, do that. Boom, 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 pop, and you're good.
Fastest rapper out of all the bone, right? Yes, the youngest and fastest spitter, right? Is it true that the reason you guys rap so fast is because it was a personal battle between everybody? Like, who could rap faster?
No, it was like we was tapping on it early, like really, really early on. Like this new drill thing that they're doing out in New York. Lazy, he used to have this rap, and it's documented on Faces of Death. Where he's like, send me hype them up, and strike it up, and give it them what me like. So right there, he was there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so he was rolling a ton. And then Crazy came, he went to jail for a minute, and he went to jail for shooting Wish.
Right, in the leg.
Right. And so when he came home, he was like, I got something I need to tell y'all. I want y'all to hear some shit. And it was kind of what Lay was doing, but to the next power. Like, he just didn't stop.
Right.
So then we added the harmony in there. We added this in there. And so we all kind of just, like, throwing ingredients in that motherfucker. And then, just became magic. Something dope. And people fell more in love with us as a group than they really did the style. And then the industry started acting like, you know, well, I don't know why I'm rapping fast. Or, you know, so it was one of those kind of things. So we had to kind of go through that, get out of our feelings and say, okay, we've enhanced hip hop. We don't really need our flowers at this time.
Right.
We just need to go get our bread. So, you know, just going through the little traverses of the fast rapping and stuff like that too. So yeah, that's kind of like the here to now type show.
Yeah, man.
But when you guys hit though, I mean, I was in high school and that was like wildfire. I mean, right. You guys came out and we didn't care about the East Coast, West Coast shit. I was a DJ coming up, and you know what? When the music hit, it was, oh man, it was wow. I mean, I saw you in concert in 96. So you were
because it wasn't one of them, it was all of them. Yeah,
man, you know what? It was and to see you and have you here now, it's like wow, because the last time I seen you, you were toured with it was Aaliyah, Bone Thugs, Mary J. Yeah. It was 96 and it was man. And when back then, especially in high school, a lot of us like didn't have parents. And the music was there because that's what was my go-to was the music. I was DJ. I had my head in the earphones. I didn't know where else to go to because that was my.
That's your go-to.
Yeah, that was my go-to. And it kept a lot of us, occupied because a couple of my friends came with me to these DJ gigs because I hired them to, hey, this, you know, you're my security. Let's
that's
go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kind of, you know, but that was a 12-year-old kid doing this, you know what I mean? So.
Shout out to everybody tapping in, man, on this Thursday. We appreciate it. We got Busy Bone in the building, man. He in the lounge. Round of applause to him one time. We got some stories we want to fucking pick out, man, and just get it, you know, get out the norm of the normal interview that you really get, you know what I'm saying, of the basic questions, and we're going to get into what you really think about some simple fucking stories. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. What we got?
But not only that, you know what Busy Bone like. When you're, you know, hanging out, chilling, relaxing at home, I mean, what do? Do you slap on the music? Do you have your favorite blunt? Do you have your favorite zigzags? I mean, what is Busy like to
definitely
do?
Definitely, I rock with Raw Cones. Shouts out to my homeboys. Shout out to Raw. Got family out there as well. Always tell my babies, put them blunts down, mess with these Raw Cones.
Man.
Yeah, that's
important, boy.
Yeah,
sometimes it gets you thrown. They're musicians, you know what I mean? So they don't just be, it don't be the weed all the time. It be that mixture, and they get addicted to that, right? But but what I do on my off time, I write, man. I do a lot of writing, take care of my son, you know what I mean? My 5-year-old, you know, take care of my wife, you know what I mean? But it's a lot of writing.
As a stoner.
A lot of like, business.
You know, as a stoner, what do you, I mean, like, you just wanted to fucking just.
I got different strands, man.
You know what I mean?
Hell
like,
yeah.
You know, my weed people and shit out there, man, they give me like 5-6 different strands. They ask me which one do I like the best.
He's like all of them, boy.
So basically, you know, I tried some of this Gary Payton, so that's pretty good. Yeah, Tangy is definitely one I mess with. Runtz, that's definitely
Runtz is good.
So yeah, I got a couple of them. There's a couple of them I like. I'm also developing my strand too, but I'm just kind of like taking my time with it and shit, waiting for it to get legalized everywhere. So then when I do my shit,
that's
I don't have to really worry about no stupid shit.
That's what I'm talking about. He's in the game, boy, with it. What we got, Monique? Let's dig.
So in New Jersey, there was hundreds of pounds of cooked pasta that rolled up on shore.
Like drugs?
No, pasta.
Yeah, I know, but it rolled up on shore like fucking.
I don't know how it got there.
Like fucking cocaine does and fucking.
Sure. It's Jersey. It's Jersey, so ain't nothing but Italians out there. I got out Jersey.
Motherfucker lost his whole.
Why is somebody going to waste. I don't know how long does it take to cook hundreds of pounds of pasta? Like, let me just make all this and go drop it off. And
somebody done pissed an employee off and didn't meet the requirements. Right. And then with my check,
I'm dropping this whole load in this fucking lake here.
It was hella pasta.
That's crazy. Like the oil spill type of pasta.
It was bad. I mean, you think of like a little 1 pound thing of pasta, how much that makes.
Right. But like, that's nothing compared to an ocean though.
Boston pasta party.
Right, the Boston pasta. This fool. Hell yeah.
So I just get a little irked with these stories. When senators are arrested for DUIs.
We got water.
And they
right
get a slap on the wrist. Or we go to jail.
Oh, yeah, senators.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, he didn't do any time.
Oh, no, of course
hell
not, man.
He didn't do nothing.
Hell nah. You know why, right?
That's like the son of a police officer.
Yeah. You feel me? Because
so
he got.
Just bullshit.
Yeah.
So just.
People got to start learning their rights, is what's going on, man, and understanding the between rights and privileges. And then once you understand your rights, you can assert them. Ain't that how it goes?
Hey, look, man, senators, man, they want to make the rights.
Right, right. So, yes. Right. They know what to do.
They know who the judge is.
They get out the car. You know who the fuck you're pulling over?
You'd be amazed what giving to a good charity would do for you.
Right.
Really amazed when you know the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the norm right there, though, boy.
Facts.
Shit. Shout out to everybody tapping in on this Thursday, right? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. We got Ben Chaos in the building. We got Busy Bone. They in here tonight. They do it in Lodi tomorrow. They're going to be doors open at 5 on Cinco de Mayo, right?
Cinco de Mayo.
Man, it's going to be popping.
High Brewery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You performed there, didn't you?
Yeah, y'all did it once. I started it off, kicked it off, and, you know, we had to bring it back. A lot of people was like, we ain't know you was going to be there, man. We ain't going to so... You know, it's they canceled the show out in where's that shit at? Out in Oakland, so they canceled the show out in Oakland. We don't know why, but a lot of them got Burton coming down.
She got wild, boy.
Yeah, I got a lot of people that. So yeah, man, it's we going up, man. My sons is with me, and my nephews.
That's right.
That's exciting. With me,
so everything going good, man. I'm really excited, man. We're gonna bring the energy, man. It's gonna be a great show. Everybody when they get up there. They get a all.
Yeah.
You know, it don't be no lazy motherfuckers and none of that shit. When my people get,
I seen you performing.
They're on some real, like, they give all they shit until they ain't got no more.
Time. Right. And you guys are up there for a while, too. You guys ain't just up there for a couple songs.
No. We get up there and we really give them their money's worth. You know, yep. If you're paying $20, $30, $40 to come check us out, well, then trust and believe you're going to get
way more than that.
$70 show.
That's right.
Throwing out shirts and
nice.
Doing all these different kind of things. We slapping everybody's hands. If it's cold or whatever, we still showing love. We're very appreciative of the people that come out. My people know, don't act bougie or I'll kick you the fuck off.
Man, yeah. Where can I get these tickets? Because they're right now available right now, right?
You go to Eventbrite or shit, we got them on us, man.
I got
a couple hundred in the car right now.
Ben Cows will deliver them bitches, man, because every time he leaves
the
show.
We're making deliveries tonight.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Love it.
So make sure you're tapping in with Ben Chaos on Instagram, man, if you're looking for those tickets ASAP. Or you can pick them up where?
Eventbrite.
All right, Eventbrite.
They know how to get to him?
Yep.
Oh, you got it typed up or something? Oh, shit.
Shit, you feel me? We in this motherfucker, man. You know? Yeah. Shit, that's what I'm talking about, man. Dope shit. Hey, I heard, bro, that you guys fucked with the Ouija board one time, dog.
Yeah, when we was kids and shit.
that's where you guys got that song, Ouija, Are You With Me? Is that?
Kinda. It was like, I don't know, it's like 14.
Did you guys actually use it, though?
Yeah. I was like 14, 15. So we went to Toys R Us.
Oh, shit.
And we picked, yeah.
That's like a, it's in the kids section. It's like
that's
there.
Crazy.
Well, we were kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we went to Toys R Us and went and got the Ouija board. And make a long story short, so, you know, Layin' was in there playing the Ouija board. I wasn't there at the time. They told me the story when they got rid of the motherfuckers. So Layin' was in there playing the Ouija board, and Lay was like asking who's gonna die first in his family.
Oh my god!
All these other different questions, and then it said somebody that he didn't want to see, and he threw the Ouija board, and
it was too late at that point, though.
And the bunk bed came. Buckling down some shit on him, like that. But yeah, so that's when we was like, fuck that. And then,
Did it come true?
Years later, no.
Okay, cool.
But years later, Easy heard about it. Huh? And then he put his little spin on it and started talking backwards and all this shit. And then, unfortunately,
a rumor came out.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he died of AIDS. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nobody knows how that happened.
So kids
and whoever else, be careful what you play with, because if you ain't ready for the repercussions, don't step on the battlefield. If you
those
ain't
portals
ready.
Ain't no joke,
man.
Ain't no
so
joke.
See what that say, kids. See what that say.
Same.
Don't step on the battlefield if you ain't ready for war.
Man, that's real shit, boy. And that's real shit. And you know what's crazy is they have that shit in the kids section on purpose, bro. And they have that's a gateway that they have laying there. They know what they're doing. That shit, I fucked with it one time.
Though, you got to remember, like, stuff like Wiccan and all the rest of that shit used to be religions and shit like that. Like, you know, if you really go deep into the shit, man, you could go so deep and lose your footing and lose your place.
That rabbit hole's very, very deep.
Long as you know Jesus Christ is the Lord, you'll be just fine.
That's right.
You'll be all
right. That's right. That's right. Good shit. Busy Bone in the building, y'all. Mm-hmm. Round of applause one time, man. He in the motherfucking house. You working on new? I know you're on tour. We know you're on tour. You working on new music? You got an album coming out?
I got like 50 songs already done. Hell yeah. New ones from like this year alone and shit. I got about maybe 11, 12 recorded. A lot of them just written and I go into my little pre-production thing where I kind of like spit my shit and rehearse. Then I go into the studio for about 2-3 hours and knock out about 5-6 songs. I normally finish a record in about 3-4 days.
Okay. Damn.
So then right. I said, well, you know, I mean, because I know how to save money.
Right.
Rehearse the motherfucker 20 times where you get there. It ain't take one, take two, take three. It's take one, maybe take two. Okay, we good.
Right.
You know, so then I got my sons doing the same thing. So right now that's kind of the vibe, just my sons and myself. I'm producing them. And yeah, man, but plenty, man. I got plenty in the bag. The shit that I'm talking about is just 2023, 2024, 2025. I was trying to get my homeboys. My whole thing was to try to get them from 1997 and bring them up here to the 2000s and shit. So, it meant that we might miss a little bit of money on stage, and it meant we might miss a little bit of, I'm saying, so
right.
It's kind of what really began me making that turn into putting out records back in 2019, I think, and we hit the Billboard with Carbon Monoxide. We hit 19th on the Billboard, and this is independent. You understand what I'm saying? This is almost
yes, out the trunk.
Fucking possible,
right?
To do, you know what I'm saying? But just because we understood the ways to go about it and learn and trial and error and shit, you know what I'm saying? So. And then from that point on, I just been charting number one each time. Every record I put out, Apple Music, number one. Kanye out, NBA Youngboy out, number one, number one, number one. Now I'm independent, so it ain't gonna stay up there for you know what I'm saying, for long. But just,
right.
just that mm-hmm. prominence, mm-hmm. and then seeing what the stream money is bringing, and it having sustaining me. You know what I'm saying? Like I really don't have to do shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have so many streams, but I want to. Not only does it bring more strength and more money, but
right.
I ain't gonna lie.
Can't be mad at that.
I ain't gonna lie.
Right. But it allows you to own your masters as well, though, right?
Oh no, when you're independent, you own everything.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. That's bro, you winning at that point.
This is gonna be crazy in 2025 years. Your Instagram is gonna be crazy 2025 years where they're selling and buying masters and shit for regular music. They're gonna be doing the same thing for your content.
Right.
Eventually, they're going to have big-ass balls in the sky for motherfuckers to just watch for free because we getting into the digital age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Within the next 20, 30, 40 years, it's like the world is fucking changing. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. cash is slowly,
it's not the same
surely,
no more.
You know, going, so, yeah, man, it's a constant flow. So what you guys are doing and the content thing and all of that, and one day they're going to outlaw it.
Right. Yep.
I agree.
One day they're going to totally and completely ban the shit.
Right.
So get it in while you possibly
mm-hmm.
can.
Man.
Because mm-hmm. the shit's getting more communist by the motherfucking day.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and it is.
No, if you looking at the world the way you're supposed to be looking at the world, you know what I'm saying, and seeing it for what the fuck it is, like, it's changing, and it's changing rapidly. So just be ahead of the learning curve, young ladies, young kids out there, young mm-hmm. young gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen out there, be ready. Be fucking ready for war at all times.
Right.
So it's funny because the head Google guy of AI, he just stepped down and says, basically, watch out.
And yeah, I read that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read that.
Did you seen that robot, right, that committed suicide because it was tired of fucking doing the same routine? Within 15 minutes of his job, he realized that this, and he just shut down his whole system.
Hours.
Yeah.
Hours
did you see that? That's crazy. And they said AI is starting to think too much for itself, and it's too late now. Them motherfuckers already took over, fool. Shit, like he said, it's just a matter of time. That's crazy. Yeah. See, this is that black hole we didn't want to get in. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man, on this fucking Thursday. We appreciate you.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Midnight.
Yep.
So happy Friday.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, man. We drinking on water. Hell yeah. Dope shit, bro. What's so where you gonna be after Lodi?
After Lodi, we go up to Portland, and then we shoot down to Colorado, Grand Junction, then we go to Davenport, Iowa, then we go out to Michigan, some Ohio dates, New York date, a Buffalo date, Maine date, North Carolina date, got an Oklahoma date coming up. And just a lot of shit on the table, but that's just like the first run. Then I go home, kick it for with a little my bit. Wife, my son, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Do what we do and mm-hmm. so on. Put the new record out and keep going back out there. That's my thing, man. Just about to get back out here on this road like I've been. Mm-hmm. About to buy us an entirely new bus.
Fuck
yeah. Nice. They're going at a steal right now, so I'm going to buy a whole motherfucking bus. So, fuck you know, yeah. this just all that. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell
get
yeah.
your own studio in there. That way you're well, a fucking... Yeah.
I tried to do the studio shit, but it's too fucking loud in that motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
When you're riding around,
right?
It was, the generator yeah. is normally right next to the back, so that generator is a loud motherfucker.
Right.
So it fuck up your sound, right? So I've been telling the homies, I'm like, we need to take all this studio shit and put them in a room, and then have them put us in a room in a corner.
Yep.
So we don't fuck with nobody.
Right.
So that way, you know, and then that's how we've been recording it. But that shit on the bus is just
too it's just too hard. You gotta be parked. Somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got
the generator super loud, the generator. That's the only thing that run the fucking electricity. The gas don't yeah. run it like in a regular car, yep. like on a bus. Your generator runs the electricity and the right. gas on, or the diesel, whichever one you got. That just drives the motherfucking mm-hmm. bus and lets you, like, the upfront shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But the generator is what supplies the air, the
everything
heat,
else.
The electricity, TV, blah, da, 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 da,
yep.
da, da,
da. The whole shit.
Right.
Hell yeah, that shit crazy, man. Fuck. That's how it goes, huh? Shit is wild, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking crazy. That's a crazy... Where's the best place, man, that, like, your best crowd? Like, the crowd?
Shit, right around here, man. Phoenix, Tucson, Arizona, man.
It'd be popping,
they,
huh?
Man, they love us so motherfucking much. That's Cinco de Mayo, just that whole, the whole culture.
Oh, they love drunk. Bone Thugs and Harmony
so
drunk.
Much, they will ride for Bone Thugs.
Man.
Yeah, they will. At any given day, in any given time. Facts. And so that's usually the livest. They always get the livest. And then besides that, it's a mix. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a mixed crowd. But yeah. normally, that's our livest set, for real.
That shit's dope.
Well, hopefully, Stockton and Lodi will be on your top.
Yep.
Nah, yeah, set. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm just like, look, yeah. man, I've been just waiting. I'm so easy to talk to. I'm yeah. so easy to relate with. I understand the capacity versus the money coming in yeah. versus the risk that you taking and shit like that. But I'm not just like here. It's like not like a smash and grab. This yeah. is something so my babies can get the experience yeah. and I can show them what it really, really looks like, something that nobody showed me.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because at first, when I was on the road, I don't remember. I was drinking and yeah. blacking out, so I got to look at video. Oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. But when mm-hmm. you really can capture it and be a part of it and be in it, it's just something you never, ever, 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 like that, the tour you were just talking about.
Yeah.
With Aaliyah and
Drew Hill, all of them. Mary like, J. Man,
I'll never fucking forget that.
That was badass.
I'll
man.
Never forget that.
96.
Man. Never. It was an experience.
That's something you hold on to.
Yeah. Drew Hill.
Man. Yeah, my sonny up there standing next to Ice Cube. He taking pictures with Ice Cube. Be real. Yeah.
Right.
And all these different people. And he's getting to learn and see the game for what it is. He eats. Yeah. He get paid because I fucking pay him. So I know he's making money. So yeah. he's able to experience having bread and not getting cheated.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Not getting used in the game.
Right.
With his pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's good. Yeah, that's good, thing. Though. Hell yeah. Because we all wish we had that guidance back in the day. You know what I mean? Hell yeah.
My pop passed away pretty early, you know?
Yeah, I mean, same. Grandparents raised me, so
nice,
I mean.
Nice.
Hell
God
yeah.
God bless them.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to everybody. Appreciate it.
On this Thursday.
Hell
we got
Friday.
We got, Dan, we got Get Money Dan.
Thursday, Friday show.
We got Daniel in the comments, Get Money, fucking Dan. We got the Joint Master, Call Me King, David Ibarra. Everybody in the comments, man, we appreciate you for tapping
yeah.
in.
Yo, yo, yes, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate
you can be
y'all.
Anywhere in the world, but you're here chiefing it up with us and Busy Bone.
What you smoking on and what you smoking in and who you smoking with.
Great honor. Yeah. Great honor here.
Busy, you got anything, man, before we fucking hit the decks out this motherfucker or what?
Well, shit, man. You know, I'm Busy Records, streaming on all platforms, performed by yours truly and featuring both my son. YBL Sinatra, Little Busy. Also, the Carbon Monoxide record that came out in 2019. That's when I had the little beef with the Migos. Rest in peace to Takeoff.
Oh, yeah.
So that definitely Carbon Monoxide, the Mantra, War of Roses, War of Roses Deluxe. Stream all of those and. Also, all the Bone Thugs and Harmony shit.
Like, oh, yeah.
For sure.
Anything you see on Instagram, anything you see on YouTube, anything you see on Spotify, any of the streaming platforms that say Bone Thugs and Harmony, they good to stream all day. Pandora, I see every drop.
Oh yeah.
Of that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's
so
right.
Just keep pushing that and pushing that and pushing that and
you have no problem with
you
that.
You know my imagine. Boys, man. Yeah. Like Cray got a podcast. Cray got a podcast that he has out. So look up Cray and Lazy. He's on Growing Up Hip Hop currently. Oh, yeah. Starring Little Eazy-E and a few different other people. So you okay. want to check out what Lele doing. Big Flesh doing his thing as well. He's got a couple of artists out there that he's been working with. So I'd love for y'all to check out that. And yeah, Jam TV. I got the Jam TV. I got the YouTube channel and shit. Y'all got to check out yeah. that. I'm telling stories about the fight with Wu-Tang and the fight.
Yes, the, bro. Man.
Well, I mean, since
well, we got, you got to yeah. go to his channel and listen to watch yeah. that. You
but
know
I
what
mean, since you brought that up, I
yeah.
mean,
what the fuck happened, was, bro? What the fuck?
There was something going on when I you were on. So you were streaming. The cops came to your house while you had gun.
Oh yeah, well, that's why, because he had his yeah, gun up.
No, so, I don't know what that was, man. I was feeling good, man, having a good time, feeling good, just out yeah. my element, in my element, and I just was able to take it and flip it and turn it around yeah. and turn that into a hot 19 on the Billboard.
That's right.
So I had to put like my thinking cap on and understand what social media is for, what it's about. Get out your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Go get your bag, young man, and plan, plot, strategize, and play chess. It's chess. It's not chess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No mm-hmm. doubt, dude. Because, I mean, that's what you got. You got to get your papers.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's what you got to do.
And Ben Callis in the building, man. Before
oh, yeah.
we skedaddle, what do we got, Ben?
Yeah, I want all y'all motherfuckers coming to the show tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Everybody.
All
yes.
y'all motherfuckers coming to the show tomorrow. Low everyone guy. Watching, everyone listening, low comes to the guy. Show tomorrow. Stockton.
What's the address?
The address is... 927 Industrial. A ghost, thank you.
Is it 1970 or
927.
927 Industrial, Lodi, California.
927.
But real shit, though, Stockton, hit up the city council on them. I want to bring, you heard this guy talk right here. We need him out here in Stockton.
Yes.
Yes.
So next
yes.
time, let's bring him to Stockton. So right. everybody out there, hit these motherfuckers up and tell them to give me the venue that I want.
Rest in peace.
You know what I mean?
Because
I'm going to bring him out there, but
tall.
The venue got to be worth it.
You feel me? He said, Stockton, rest in hell peace yeah. to the homie Tall.
Yes,
you know
sir.
Tall T. See, he knows about that. Tall T.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
Monique, you have anything?
No. I'm glad it's Friday, I guess.
Or, yeah,
noticed,
Friday
okay.
now.
You're just blessed to hear that.
I noticed you were a lefty. And I'm a lefty. And
oh, lefties, no lefties.
Yes.
That's right.
They said so, we think with the right side of our mind.
Yes. So right.
Yes, I have. Like, yes, I have.
Are you ambidextrous? Can you do both?
No. I can do like yeah. certain things with my right hand, and I kind of make a point to do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just so I can be balanced out as you get a little older.
Yeah.
You start to feel one side of your body a little bit more than
other, yeah.
As you get older and you get up there in the years, so you kind of, I try to balance myself out.
Okay.
Yeah. What's crazy is my dad's a lefty, right? Uh-huh. But he plays guitar with his right hand.
Is that crazy?
I do pretty right. much everything nuts, with dude. My
well,
right hand.
Well, I was
hand,
always taught
right.
fucking what?
Weird.
This is how I fucking was taught what hand would they say, what hand you wipe your butt with. I'm like, what? That's what hand you are. I was like, man, get out of here, fool fuck. I use my foot. You didn't know that. No, shout out to Busy Bone for tapping in, man.
Yeah.
Make sure
legend.
Make sure you're checking him out, man. Fucking, what's the Instagram? It's Mr.
MRMCCANE, Mr. McCain. I am Busy Bone at Meta or Facebook, as used to be known. Jam TV. On YouTube, and you know, YBL_Sinatra, my son, and Son of a Legend, my other son, Little Busy, the Harmony God, my nephew, and shoot, just J-Caz Cassidy, my wife, for the ladies out there. That's it, man. That's
hell
how you
yeah.
get contact with me. I answer all my hell DMs. Yeah. I fuck with y'all unless y'all acting
yeah.
goofy.
Right.
I clap back.
Yes.
As much as I possibly can on DM, so don't say nothing.
Hell yeah.
Or I might cuss you the fuck out yeah. and then restrict yeah. your punk ass from saying something else.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Make sure you're checking hell me yeah. out. Official Smokers Lounge Podcast on Instagram. And then also June the Goon, the world joint champion of the world. Look, he rode for Burner. He rode for, look at all the, look, he got the Chivo Boys Burner. He rode for come fucking, he rode for everybody. Snoop. Look at the Snoop. See that car? That's a man, joint, dog. With, he rolls those and that shit.
He rolled that?
Yes. Yeah. This is the man right here.
He
this is
the champion of
yeah, this is the yeah. champion of the world right here.
Show
look,
the necklace.
He rolls
show
he rolled for
necklace.
Cheech and Chong. He rolls for everybody, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Make sure you're checking them out, man. We appreciate June the Goon for being in the building with us today,
yeah.
man. Smokers Lounge Podcast. We out this
bye,
bitch.
Guys. Yeah.
Woke up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. City said, slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, what's going down? Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more. One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.